This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Communications are out again in Gaza, and food supplies are dwindling. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Communication systems in the Gaza Strip were down for a second day, with no fuel to power the internet and phone networks, causing aid agencies to halt cross-border deliveries of humanitarian supplies, even as they warn people may soon face starvation. The World Food Programme says nearly all of Gaza's 2.3 million people need food, Gaza receiving only 10% of its needed food supplies daily, and dehydration and malnutrition are growing. Aber Atifa, a Mideast regional spokeswoman for the program, says people are facing the immediate possibility of starvation, adding with few trucks entering Gaza and no fuel to distribute the food, there's no way to meet the current hunger needs. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Joe Biden and Mexican President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador have pledged to work side by side to confront illicit fentanyl trafficking into the U.S. and to manage a growing number of migrants traveling to the border between their nations. The two leaders were in San Francisco Friday for the annual Asia Pacific Economic Cooperation Conference. Biden's relationship with Lopez Obrador has at times been tense, but the two were all smiles and compliments on Friday. Biden told Lopez Obrador, "I couldn't have a better partner than you." The Mexican leader called Biden a, quote, good man and extraordinary president. An expert commission in France has called for removing all the time limits on the prosecution of people suspected of raping or sexually assaulting children. The Independent Commission on Incest and Sexual Violence Against Children also recommends defining sexual abuse of children as a separate offense when it happens within families. France's statute of limitations for sexual crimes against children is 30 years from the time the victim turns 18. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24